Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, presented by Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today I have my co-party hosts. In this corner, Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And in this corner, Kenny Lazuski.
Hello, everybody. Feeling really good today.
Are you, Ken?
Something about today. I'm really prepared. If everybody was caught up like 5 minutes before we...
You didn't...
Started to record.
Yeah.
I'm prepared. I'm ready to go today. Right, Rita?
You were
I'm winking. That's why we're getting video for the...
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny was super prepared for today's episode. And by that, I mean he was super excited about it.
Surprise! I wasn't excited before, but I am like... I'm like blown away.
You're so
in Mamma Mia.
He's Let me build it up.
I know, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry about that. Episode 2, season 2, a lot of excitement, season 2 already.
Oh my god. All right, well, the cart is in front of the horse today.
My bad.
We have a very special guest. They are a local actor in Buffalo, New York. You may have seen them as Tiny Tom in Urinetown recently, Bustopher Jones in Cats, and J. Bruce Ismay in Titanic, to name a few. They are currently starring as Eddie in Second Generation's production of Mamma Mia, which is currently playing at Shays 710 Theater as part of the Frey Electric season until February 1st. Please give a warm welcome to David P. Eve.
Yay! I just clapped for myself.
Yeah, yay me!
Wait, and then Juliana, didn't you direct or do something with
Cats? I assistant directed Cats, and then I was in Titanic.
Yes.
David. Yes. Very thrilled to have him here today.
Juliana and David have a history. They've known each other for a bit.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right.
Way back to university at Buffalo.
Yes. You guys graduated together? So
I was the class under.
One year below.
Very cool.
Wow.
All right, let's get into it then. I mean, I'm very excited to have you here today, David. I was stalking your Instagram.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I was this is the coolest person in the world.
No, she actually did. It was in the slack. I almost didn't show up today.
I was like, he's frequently the coolest person in the room.
Yep.
So.
Juliana said this.
Yeah,
yes,
so used to it. She was like, David's used to it. David, can you tell the listeners at home a little bit about yourself?
Yes, yes, yes. Hi, everyone. My name is David P. Eve. The P is for podcast.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
Thank you so much.
He's going for my spot. All these guests that come on, like, they're better than me at this. Like, we just talked about this on episode 1. I'm screwed, man.
Kenny, that's why they're on the stage.
There's
man.
No...
Oh,
yeah. No, you're right. He's good.
Oh my goodness, that's too funny. I knew that one would hit.
Yes.
A little bit about me. I've been performing since third grade, I want to say. I've been performing all my life. It was kind of the one thing that broke me out of my shell. I was a very quiet child. I wasn't speaking at all. I was literally in, like, speech therapy because I was not speaking, like, a single word for, like, the first couple years of my life. And theater was the thing that kind of, like, gave me something to do and gave me something to be for the first time ever. And I love it. What else about me? I'm a Libra. I'm left-handed.
Yes. Oh, me too.
Yeah. Wait, actually, oh my goodness. Nobody else in the world is ever left-handed.
You're left-handed.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Come on, Vita.
All the creative people are left-handed.
I was actually originally born here in Buffalo. I spent most of my childhood living in Rochester with my mom. And then I moved back to Buffalo for college. I graduated class of 2023. Go Bulls. And I've been in Buffalo ever since, just kind of doing the thing and the stuff and learning who I am as a performer and trying to diversify my portfolio and keep the resume font tiny, if you will.
Yes, build that resume.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, folks at home, currently... David is playing Eddie in Mamma Mia, which is a really fun role. This is with Second Generation, and it's going to be closing this Sunday, February 1st. What makes this production so special or unique?
I think a lot of times, like, it's hard for people who are new to the world of theater to get into theater because I think there are a lot of shows that demand a lot of the audience in terms of... Exactly.
Yeah. I'm new to theater.
You're speaking to Kenny here.
I'm speaking here too, yeah.
Like, a lot of shows take a lot of just like thinking. And sometimes, like, I, especially me, I like to just sit down and enjoy a show. Mm-hmm. And like, totally. I love thinking about a show, but sometimes I just want to be like, okay, let's just have fun.
Yes.
And I think what makes Mamma Mia as a show so special is how accessible it is. Like, there's so much heart and there's so much to think about, but also it's like, hey, sit down and we're going to tell you a story and we're going to sing mm-hmm. you some ABBA while we do it.
Right.
Yes.
And I think what makes this production so special in particular is that everyone in the cast, like, so understands what the assignment is.
Nice.
Like, we understand what the audience is there for. They're there to have a good time. They're there to maybe cry, cheer a bit along with the story. It is a very touching story. I love the story of Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're just here to give you a good time, give you a good night at the theater, dance along, sing along with us. And
oh, I love it.
Let's just have fun. And I think we all are really just having so much fun with each other on stage. And it's awesome.
That's so good.
I should have bought myself a ticket. When I bought the four tickets, I should have added a fifth for me.
Come on.
You should go.
Who is Eddie in the show? Is that Pierce? Is that James Bond?
He can be. He might think he is.
Pierce is in the movie.
He is.
Who's he?
He's one of the possible dads.
Oh, Eddie's not one of the dads?
No.
Eddie is not. Oh, no.
No.
I am 24 years old.
Yeah.
For everyone watching at home.
The magic of makeup. Right? The kids decide, I don't know. You can make, I don't know. You can look older, younger, right?
I am also African American.
Fair enough. Are you? Really?
Bombshell.
Wait, who's Eddie?
Eddie?
The priest?
Eddie is one of Skye's groomsmen. One of his best friends. He's a ladies' man. That's another thing that makes this production so fun. They found maybe the queerest group of men in Buffalo. And they said, just have fun. And we really did. And it's so beautiful. So fun. Just like bro out. And we're really doing it up. I'm proud of all of us for that.
That's awesome. It's a really fun musical. And yeah, I think David's got it on the pulse there. Like, if your cast is having fun, the audience is going to have fun.
Absolutely.
It's such a blast.
You can feel that as an audience member, right? You guys go to a lot of shows. You can feel when the cast is vibing. Right?
And you can tell when the cast hates each other.
Yes!
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, these guys hate each other? Like,
I have seen it. I've never been in it.
Yes.
Thankfully.
Or, have you experienced it? Seen it?
I've, like, I don't want to name shows.
No. You can name them after.
I think all of the shows put on by the Buffalo Theater community, at the very least, like, we all know each other and we all love each other so much.
Yeah.
But if you ever see, like, a touring production, you're like, oh, I think tree number two and bush number eight really have some tea going on backstage. There's something really nasty going on back there. Yes.
Really?
Oh, it's fun to watch. They're not fun, and, like, it's fun to watch people have fun with each other on stage, but in an inverse way, it's also hilarious to clock when two actors hate each other.
I'm going to have to be on the lookout.
Yeah.
I love sitting in the balcony and honing in on two people who dance together for, like, maybe an eight count. I'm like, oh, what happened there?
Yeah.
What did you do to her?
You're like, is this chemistry or animosity?
I love it.
That's too good.
I'm going to be looking out for this during Mamma Mia now.
You should.
They all love each other.
Eddie and James Bond are fighting.
What? Yeah, let's just start a subplot for Mamma Mia between Eddie and, I think he plays Harry.
Is Sam Pierce's name in the movie?
I think you're right.
It's Sam. Yep. All right, so you got your start as Travis Younger in Jeeva's 2012 production of A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry. What was it like to have your first professional experience at such a young age?
It definitely gave me a big head for a second. for the first couple years, I was like, oh, this is easy. Like, I just, like, I didn't, it was my first introduction into the world of theater, and I was very fortunate to have it be on such a wonderful stage and be in a professional production. It was the first time I got paid to do something, so I was just like, oh, okay, this is easy. And it's not easy. And I'm glad that I was able to think it was easy for those first couple of years, so I could really appreciate how much work actually goes into, like, being bookable and being work-withable and really immersing myself in the world of theater in a way that is pleasing to the audience, and not just the audience, but the people you work with. And I mean, I fell in love with theater from that experience. Like, that was all it took. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to pursue this for the rest of my life. David P. Even, the P is for pursue.
Mix it up.
Listen, there will be a couple of those in there. I'm sorry.
Don't stop, please.
But, yeah, I just...
Run again. I demand it continue
one.
On.
It's a good one.
David P. Oh, for Lord. Perfection Eve.
Guys, I'm starting to think his middle name's not podcast.
We gotta check his birth certificate.
I have different copies with different names.
You're in the duffel bag. You bought it. Yeah. You just start slinging. Don't look.
He's got one for Equity, yep. The stage name for that. One for SAG-AFTRA.
Professional.
Yeah. Wait, so how old are you?
This was third grade.
Wow. Okay, goodness. So you were young. Yeah.
Yes,
how did you learn and go audition for Jivo's production there?
So my mother... my mother, shout out Pamela, I love you.
Yes.
She was like just trying to find things that I could enjoy. Because again, I wasn't a very talkative child. So when my mom and dad realized that the sports weren't really working out, they were like, huh, maybe he'll do the theater thing. and the audition notice came out for Jiva Theater's Raisin in the Sun. They were looking for two young local actors to sort of switch back and forth between the role of Travis. Mm-hmm. And she was like, just give this a try. Just look this over. You're going to audition for it at the very least. You're going to go. And I was like, okay. And then I was able to get the callback after that. And I remember feeling like the satisfaction of actually getting the callback.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, wait, am I kind of be doing something here? Wait. And then after I got the callback, it was like, well, if I've made it to this point, I should really go for it then. And then suddenly it was all I thought about. I was like, no, wait, I'm not saying this word correctly. No, I have to do this on this word. Like, I found myself hyper fixating on it in like the best way possible. I just loved it. I loved working through it. And I loved really getting to play with it and sort of develop a character beyond myself.
Hmm.
And suddenly, like, I was this quiet child that had things to say and, like, something to do and, like, a way to interact with other people. And I was like, this is kind of fun. So I went back into the callback room and I did the thing, apparently. And, I got to, I did some performances as Travis with another local young actor. I believe I got to open and close the show, which was really awesome.
Oh, nice. Oh my God. That was great.
It was really, really awesome. And then the money went to my mother, but like, of course, she like let me use it because I had no business cashing a check in third grade. But it was wonderful. It was so, so special. And I hold that memory very, very dearly to me. And I walk around with, like, a little cutout of the program cover. Oh. I was on it. I was on the program cover.
No way.
It was a picture of me in my dad's lap. And they use it for the billboard and everything, too. And I was like, I don't know how to process this. I'm being put places across the city. And that was so...
Yeah.
It, bizarre to me, and I loved it.
That makes me want to cry. That's so nice. Oh my God. They used a picture of you and your father for the playbill. That's so smart, too. Oh my gosh. I know, we're like missing you.
Oh, my stage father, not my actual father. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Just I was like, I guess that makes sense, like stock footage, but still, that's nice, too. That's a really lovely play. That's like such a nice experience. Like that being your first experience of Raisin in the Sun, it's beautiful.
It was so enlightening, and it's such a race heavy show too. So I was like, from a young age, I got to have my first theater experience inform me about all of the messages that theater could really deliver and all the things that theater could be. Mm. And I think going into the rest of the world of theater with that perspective, the PS for perspective,
hey.
it really...
He can't stop. He's on the
I will always work it in there.
I love it.
Also, so well said and astute.
I didn't see it coming. I was like, oh.
Sneak attack,
got
honey.
Me again.
But yeah, just having that perspective for the rest of my theater career, it's made all the difference. It really has.
I love that. Yeah. So you are currently in a jukebox musical. What makes a jukebox musical more challenging or different from a traditional musical?
That's a very good question.
Reader.
Thanks, man.
It's so funny. I think, like, the instinct for an actor is to always find meaning in every single line in a show. And when you're doing a jukebox musical, especially one that has, like, the sheer amount of songs in this show.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You come to discover that a lot of the lines legitimately just function to introduce the next song.
Yeah,
Wait, so your lines, you're bridging the gap between musical numbers, essentially, for, like Mamma Mia or... What's another example of a jukebox?
Mamma Mia. Juliet.
Hell's Kitchen.
And Juliet. Yeah,
Love Aunt Juliet.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of one that was in our season, Aunt Juliet.
That's the one. Yeah, MJ was a jukebox musical. Yeah. Ain't Too Proud was a jukebox musical.
I saw that with them. That was good.
Oh,
that was my first Broadway show.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah. I thought it was terrific. I was dancing in the seat, remember? I loved it.
You did. You did.
I thought it was so good. Is Dream Girls?
No.
God, I don't know anything about theater.
You're learning.
I don't know anything about theater.
Neither do I.
No, quiet. Oh, my God. Look at that. Humble.
Listen.
I know. I'm, like, trying to think of a P word. A synonym for humble.
Yeah, so was I. But I was, like, it was taking too long.
Yeah. We'll get there. At the end, we'll have
I'm
something.
I'm
going to
be thinking the entire rest of this time how I can, like, throw in one of those jokes.
Oh, the whole time, yeah.
Okay, that's the challenge. Each of you has to do it once.
Oh, all right.
So wait, do you think jukebox musicals, like you were referring to, like Mamma Mia being a good like entry into theater? Would you all agree with that? Not just anybody can answer.
I completely agree, just because like it's like people know the songs of ABBA,
sure,
and, like so they go in already knowing something, and they can like grasp a hold of that while they're being taken on a musical journey.
Yeah.
But like they're like, okay, I do know the words to Waterloo. I do know the words to Mamma Mia.
Sure.
Mamma Mia to me, my analogy is going to sound weird, but it's like when you're ordering pizza and you're like on Grubhub and you're like, oh, should I try a new pizza place or should I go with like Pizza Hut or Domino's? Mm. Like when you go to Mamma Mia, you're like, I know what Pizza Hut tastes like. I know what Mamma Mia, like it's gonna hit home. I don't know if it's the Italian in me just making everything about pizza, but that's how I kind of used to phrase it. I'm like, if you want to have like a Pizza Hut night, that's what you do.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. You cooked with that one. You really did.
Thank you.
You really
David
did.
Pizza Hut Eve.
She is on the scoreboard.
Catch up.
Catch up.
I'm done.
He forfeits.
I'm done. That was a genuine question. Look what you turned my question into.
Yeah.
I meant
Pizza
it, though.
Hut.
Sincerely.
They don't sponsor us. Sponsor us.
It's not all about sponsorship, Kenny.
I know. I'm sorry.
But we will get into that a little bit. Speaking of which, David, when you are not on the stage, you do work as a brand ambassador for Celsius. And cheers. He's got one.
Cheers. I do have one in my hand.
That was my segue into...
That was good.
You ate that.
That was so smart, Kenny. Oh, my gosh. And comfort, which is spelled without an O at the end. Can you tell us a little bit about that work and, like, what goes into it for you?
Yes. Well, the P is for posting. Always.
You guys are slacking.
No, I'm trying, and I was thinking it was like partner, like community partner. I don't know. It wasn't coming yet.
Well, also the P is for practice, and I've got years of that with this bit, so don't worry.
Holy shit! I think that one may have to leave it just because of this whole thing.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave all of it.
That one has to stay.
Oh, swear?
Yeah. That's how I feel about this whole bit.
So, he is for post.
Yes, he is for posting. Yes, I started really honing in on trying to increase my reach and my... the PS4 platform, my platform on social media over the past year. And part of that was getting in touch with Celsius. And every brand does it a little bit differently. For Celsius, at least, they'll be like, hey, we want you to post this, this, and this over the span of a month. Here's some like guidelines. Here's some things we want you to include. Make sure you're showing the brand and the post or whatever, like the video, the TikTok, the Instagram post, the story. They want you to really just make sure you're posting different things and like spreading it out and like reaching to different audiences. And they're always looking for like different ways to infuse the brand into everyday life. Like for me, I talk a lot about how Celsius... I talk a lot about how Celsius keeps me fueled as a performer, an actor, a dancer.
Sure.
So they really like that I bring that sort of unique perspective into the world of their brand. And yeah, it's just a lot of posting, a lot of making sure you're not like, hey, today I'm drinking an Alani. Because then they're like,
yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're like, hey. Like,
well, that's not quite right.
Yeah, right.
And then Comfort, I recently got in touch with, and they throw some commission in there for any sales they generate.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Comfort.
Honey.
And Celsius, too.
I was going to say, Juliana always has Celsius.
Oh, yeah. We do.
She does. She has it all the time.
Yes. It's a big drink here at Shay's.
Yes. I think my shipment's coming today, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
They knew. They were like, oh,
if any of these
low.
Brands would like to sponsor...
You can't poach David's ambassador.
Sure, we'll come up with some kind of deal, just like I'm Juliana's agent. You know I'm Juliana's agent? 50%.
No, he's
not. Come on. Somebody's lying.
He's asking 50%. What do you think
isn't
about that,
normal? Isn't that normal? Like, cut it down the middle?
Isn't it?
No, it's 10%.
No.
Best you're getting is from me
normal for...
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah, 8 or 10%.
50?
8?
Some may call that half.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought that's normal.
That's gregarious.
Yes. Well said.
Yeah. It's brazen.
It's too much. You want too much. You get 10% at best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty maybe sure 12. The rates are usually like you give about 8%, and then 10 is like real good.
Mm. Yeah, 10 is like you've got like a.
Well, we're gonna. I'm testing this.
10 is you got like
this,
Jeremy Jordan or David on your.
Yeah. I'm testing this next week or. This isn't the future. I'm testing this at the Centennial Party.
All right. Mm. I wish you luck. Yeah.
Come on.
You're going to do great.
50%.
God, he almost made him like fall out of his chair. He almost fell over.
I was stunned.
He was choked on his Celsius. Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast.
Hey. So you have to say, like, you're going to get half of my salary. Like, that's
the
right.
Official
insane.
Energy drink of Chase Performing Arts Center.
Hey.
I love how you're like.
Could be. Just let us know.
Are you manifesting? Is that what you're doing?
You got to shoot your shot.
There
gotta
you go.
Try. Gotta try.
Oh, my God.
Well, P is for paid sponsorship.
Yes.
Hey. I mean, David, we do feel inspired to wear Comfort and drink Celsius after this conversation. So
comfort
thank you.
Comfort is the tea.
So
I see it everywhere now.
It's
yeah.
So good.
Can you tell me a little bit about Comfort? Like, I saw the 15% on your profile, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So Comfort, all of their material is weighted. So like you put it on and it feels like a cloud, and it's so soft and so like heavy and just like. And they have all these different colors. They have all these different matching sets.
Oh, nice.
My favorite set, personally, is their airplane mode collection. It's designed specifically for, like, travel on the airplanes and such.
Smart.
Comes with a built-in eye mask into the hoodie.
God, I'm a bougie flyer. I need this.
Yes.
I'm a very bougie flyer.
Yes.
That's nice.
And it is covered in, like, these zippered-up pockets for, like, all of your travel documents, your AirPods, your watches, your cash. It's... Mwah. It's so good.
I'm sold.
Now I see why he is.
Yeah. David knows how to sell it. I love
it. Do I know my code? You can use code DPE3200 for 15% off your purchase.
Oh my God. Our first promo code on the podcast.
The P is for promo code. I'm sorry. Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
I can't.
That's so good.
We had a promo code on the podcast?
Yeah. Just happened.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it did. Can we do Shea Centennial? That'll be the promo code. Comfort. You can get your branded Shea's material.
I'm manifesting that too. Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
David, this has nothing to do with you. David, this is my deal. Now get out of here.
Oh my God.
David, you got enough going on with this Mamma Mia and slinging this stuff here. We can't fair. I gotta do a little something here.
I hope Comfort sends you a cease and desist.
I don't think they will. I think they're gonna take me up on this.
I don't.
And I'm if gonna they manage do, them. I was not here. Yeah. I plead am not in attendance.
Me for David, plead the fifth.
Oh my. This is actually an AI generated voice for David.
Can't do anything.
All right. So back to theater. Mm-hmm. You have worked with Second Gen multiple times this season.
Mm. Yes.
What makes Second Gen Theater Company stand out to you?
I think, and it's really been so extra important for this show, it's just the vibe they bring to it. Mm-hmm. We're all just having so much fun. And I think liking the people you work with is so crucial.
That could be in any line of work, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It makes you want to go to work.
Yes, yes, yes. It is so
important.
Most
people don't want to go to work. Like, if you like the people, right? But if you like the people you're surrounded by, why not, right?
It's that subtle feeling of, like, appreciating that you are excited to go to rehearsal rather than dreading it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's something they really bring to each and every person they work with. It's that level of comfort.
Hey.
Please.
David, product placement.
Hey. That's two.
No, it is really this, just like that level of comfort that they bring to being in the room and to just doing your thing and the freedom to play and explore and have fun and goof around on stage to a degree. And I think they are just so good at making each and every person feel welcome to do that there. And I think that's something that is so evident in this show in particular.
I love that. Yeah, one thing that I've observed with Second Generation is, like, I love their programming. Mm-hmm. There's never a season where I'm like, oh, I could skip that. I'm always like, these are, like you did You're in Town.
Yes.
To go, like, from that to Mamma Mia. Like, what a, like, fun contrast.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, honestly. And then they've got God of Carnage next, which is a fabulous play. Yeah. I think their programming is great. It's awesome to hear about their vibes as well. Okay. If you were to write your own jukebox musical, which album or artist would you use for the music?
Oh, that's such a good question.
So what would you do?
Drum roll.
I can't just say one. I'm going to say three.
Go for it.
Okay. And do jump in if there's already one of these in existence, because I will go watch it immediately. I think we need a jukebox musical featuring the works of Nina Simone.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I think we need a musical featuring the works of Prince.
You know, I almost said Prince.
There's going to be a Purple Rain musical.
That's what I was thinking.
It's in the works. It's not. Has not come to Broadway. I think it's out of town right now, but they're doing.
You have to go audition.
And try out the Purple Rain.
I love my ringtone is Purple Rain on my phone.
Is it really?
So, it has been since high school.
You're manifesting it.
I am manifesting.
Ever since I saw Prince do the Super Bowl halftime show when I was really young.
Oh, it was iconic.
And I would sing the guitar in the rain and I looked up all this stuff like when I was young. We were in fourth grade, third grade. We're the same age. Prince did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I remember.
And that was it. I was blown away by. I think he's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of a
little
kind.
Tidbit about me, too.
Hey.
Boom. Nobody would think that, right?
Yeah.
You're full of surprises, Kenny.
And what is the third?
Prince, Nina Simone. This might be like a... No, I see the vision for myself, so I'm going to say it.
Yes.
Adele.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. There's no Adele musical? No. She did a show on in Vegas, right?
She did.
For a little. J-Lo has a show in Vegas now, too.
That would be cool. She names all her albums after ages. Mm-hmm. Like, I see that. Yeah.
Like something set in like all like black and white, like very noir.
Yes.
Like,
I see the vision.
Yeah.
Something
like
moody.
This.
Ooh, we're going to have to make sure you get the rights to all these before you leave.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I love those. And now I have Purple Rain stuck in my head again. Between you and Stranger Things.
I know.
David Purple Rain.
Come on.
I know, darn it.
Slow at the first.
The P is for points to Juliana, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, wait, so... The Prince musical is a thing? Or is
so
it,
it's Purple Rain. It's like in, I think, out of town tryouts or like they're developing a cast. Like it's like in development. Like,
oh,
it's
so
not
cool.
Like, like it's official in that like they've announced that there is going to be a Purple Rain musical at some point, but it's not. Like it's still being worked on.
I'm going on Prince Reddit right now trying to figure out.
Prince Reddit!
Yeah.
Real quick, David, Prince, Eve.
Hey! Hey. I am not mad at it.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
You just get one in there.
I don't want
to. Yeah.
No,
come on, Kenny. Come on.
Too good. I'll get there one day.
What advice would you give a young artist who is looking to get started in musical theater and isn't sure how to get started?
There's no like right way to do it. And I think we as performers, we as artists, we wear our hearts on our sleeve and we step out on stage and we bring those hearts out with us for everyone to see. And that is something that is so intimidating and gets less intimidating the more you do it. And I think especially when you're just starting out, it's so easy to walk into the room and be like, okay, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me how you want me to do it. I will do it perfectly. And if I make any mistakes, that is a direct hit against my self-worth. And that is so damaging.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any way to avoid that feeling when you first start other than to just fight through it and to stick with it. And the sooner you learn that it's okay to just have fun, to just, like, try things, to just attempt things that feel right to you, but may not necessarily, like, be, like, the thing. Like, everything can be shaped and pointed into the direction of the vision of the director or, like, the purpose of the show. Like, everything is work-withable. So, you know, show up to the rehearsal, do the thing, and if it doesn't quite work, all right, we can shape it and make it look a little bit differently. But it's just so important to show up into every rehearsal room, not just every rehearsal room, to every audition.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, to every audition.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, I'm just going to have fun with it. And I remember the first time I showed up to an audition, I was just like, I'm just going to have fun. And here I am, blessed and booked, you know.
Yeah, you are.
Blessed and booked.
Yes.
Everybody says that statement.
Yes.
That's a cross.
We like the alliteration in theater.
Blessed and booked.
Yeah.
I remember I walked in and I sang Sweet Transvestite from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
I love that.
And I was like, I'm just going to do all of these things that seem extraneous and obnoxious and kind of risky, but also like true to the character, like based in reality, whatever you do, mm-hmm. like make it make sense as long as you can justify it.
Is it Tim Curry's like main
song?
Yes.
When that couple or first meets him, right?
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Love
yeah.
that scene.
Look at you.
Oh, I love Tim Curry. So
yeah.
That's terrific. Yeah.
But that's a good point, like owning the room,
yes.
owning your material. I love that. That's right.
Like bring who you are to everything you do, I think is the good summary. For this.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, seriously. Bring your authentic self, Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do every time I go on the show.
You were trying to think of a keyword, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, I saw the wheels turning.
Yes,
the
personality.
P for phenomenal answer to that question.
Oh,
oh
hey.
Look at you.
Silent Pete.
Come on.
Ooh, Silent Pete.
Silent
that's gotta
Pete.
Be. Oh my
Wait.
Gosh, yes.
Wow.
Is that double points?
It's gotta be
I
triple.
We should give him
Hold
some.
Hold on.
Get him on the board. Yeah.
Please, yeah. What a phenomenal answer.
Hey.
It was.
Phenomenal. I think that was a great answer. That's
David, this has been a very fun, giggly episode. And thank you so much for like bringing all this very fun, refreshing energy on a Tuesday for us. I always love to do rapid fire with our guests. Are you down?
I am very down.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Dream role in a musical.
Lola in Kinky Boots.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Dream role in a play.
The director.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I love that. Lay All Your Love on Me or Voulez-Vous?
Ooh. Voulez-vous. You can't be Voulez-vous.
No, it's so good.
So good.
Voulez-vous.
Hey.
Ooh, a little preview of the show.
It's so good. It's like my
preview.
Favorite.
Yes.
Kenny, you like this one?
Yes.
Bill, Harry, or Sam?
Ooh. Is there a right answer?
No. It's whatever you say.
Yeah, it's whatever you want.
It's whatever you want.
I'm going to say Harry.
Okay.
Yes, James?
It's Harry Bright. It's the Colin Firth character.
Oh, Colin Firth. All right. Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Yeah, he's cool. Dude, they're all good in the movie.
He's a nice guy. He's the nice guy option. Favorite backstage snack?
I was going to say goobers. They're like these chocolate-covered peanuts.
Oh, yeah. You know. I love goober.
You know about a goober?
Like the movie theater candy.
Oh, come on. I knew I liked you.
Yeah.
So I would say goobers, but one of our cast members is like deathly allergic to nuts. Oh. So I like haven't been indulging.
Oh, you gotta mix it up, yeah.
My go-to instead has been a Tootsie Roll. Mm. Love a Tootsie Roll.
Very nice, very nice. What is your favorite Celsius flavor?
The Celsius Essentials Blue Crush with Energy Plus, Essential Performance, and Zero Sugar. Sparkling Blue Raspberry.
Oh my god, that was
Celsius
so good.
Fit. Yes.
I think he's doing this because he wanted to get sponsored so bad.
I know.
The voice
shift was ridiculous. Yeah. And something I've never done, for the record.
But that's perfect.
That was so good.
Commercial voice.
That's how you know the infomercials like happening.
David, you should get into voiceover work. That was so good.
She is a voice actress. She
are you
is,
actually?
She is. That's a whole different conversation.
I like to pretend I am, but
she's
one day.
Oh my goodness.
P for pretend.
Sorry.
Come on.
Guess what?
What's up?
I think your voice acting is perfect.
Wow,
people
Kenny.
Perfect.
No!
Look at you, did it again!
See, it's addictive. I'm sorry I did this to you.
All right, let's get back to the rapid fire.
We're rapid fire.
What's the best way to spend a day off?
Day off.
when you find them.
If I am not working, I am at the gym. I believe thick is a mindset, and I like to stay in it.
Okay.
So there you go.
I love that. Are you doing, like, the weightlifting right now, or?
She is. She is. She does lift a weight once or twice.
Dude, good for you.
Thank you.
I wish I could.
Same.
I just start crying at it.
Well, like, they, like, want me to, like, throw people in the air these days.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, sure.
Back to the gym I go.
Like, it was really just supposed to be, like, for the look of it. They weren't supposed to be functional muscles. That was never the goal.
You want me to use these?
Right, yes. I love that.
If you could have any musical become a Lego set, what would it be?
So for context, I'm obsessed with Legos. Like, this is
so
the perfect
Legos. Yes.
Oh.
A little birdie might have mentioned that.
I maybe said that I'm tickled every time you post your sets because they're phenomenal.
Oh, I love it. I love you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Any musical becoming a Lego set. Oh, my goodness. I want to say either Cats. Because I think the minifigures, the little characters would
they'd be so cute. Yeah.
The
Cats minifigures
that'd
would be cool.
So good.
Oh my goodness. Either Cats or Cats. Cats is the answer.
Cats. Yeah. That's the answer. You can't.
No, yeah.
Real talk, I would buy that set.
That's such a good set.
I'm surprised that Lego has done more musical set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That would be popular.
Yeah. Well, we've put it out into the universe now.
Like, it's
another.
There.
That's another.
There we go.
The P is for planting the seed. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What is currently your go-to song in your audition book?
I already mentioned Sweet Transvestite. Sweet Transvestite will never leave me.
Good,
for
yeah.
the rest of my days. Another go-to I love these days is All Falls Down from Chaplin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love doing a female song. I love it. I love it. It's so fun. It's like, I love walking into an audition room like, here's a role that you would like literally never cast me as, but here's what I can do with it. Because it's so fun.
It is. It's more memorable because then they're like, oh, they chose something creative. Mm-hmm. They chose a new perspective.
And like, and it's playing in a range that you won't expect me to play in.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I can do all of these things.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
These are good audition book songs. Oh my gosh. Stage right or stage left?
Well, I'm left-handed, so stage left.
Yes.
There you go.
For the record, I just wanted to, I think everybody who's been asked that question has answered stage left. And I don't know what about stage left, but stage left is winner. Oh,
wow. I don't know what to tell you.
I've been keeping track. Everyone has said stage left, I'm pretty sure. Right. I think maybe one person said stage right.
Wow, they can never come back.
And that one person was wrong.
There goes that listener. We were so close.
Shut this off right now. What's your favorite moment in Mamma Mia?
At the, I'll give you two, and they're both like right after each other. I love Under Attack. I love the entire Under Attack sequence. I love A Nightmare, and I love right after that I get to come back in playing the bagpipes.
What?
That's it, girl. That's it. What? No, that's it. You have to go see it. Now.
I have to go see
There's
it.
There's a bagpipe somewhere in there. And if you want to go see it, purchase a ticket.
So, all right.
There's not many left. Get them now, quick.
Actual playing of the bagpipes, or?
Depends.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm going to have to go see this.
I mean, it
was going to be anyway,
it depends.
You'll find out. What's your favorite movie musical?
Oh. Like, I hate to say Mamma Mia.
Say
I
it.
Hate to say Mamma Mia. How do you beat Mamma Mia? No, I won't say Mamma Mia. I'll say Dreamgirls.
That's a top contender.
I like Moulin Rouge because Obi-Wan Kenobi was in it.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Singing for Star Wars is crazy.
Kenny, that's a jukebox musical.
I remember that movie. Yeah.
David, where can people follow you and your journey as an autist?
Oh, my goodness. You can follow me at Instagram at David_Eve. Lots of goodies there. My comfort code is there. My comfort link is there. If you want to snag yourself a discount, you can also follow me on TikTok at Teedle Tots. That is TEEDLETOTS.
Yes.
Don't ask me where that came from, but it's fun to say.
Amazing. What's up next for you?
Yes.
Ooh, what is up next for me? I'll be doing... Is this public information yet? Yes, it is. Yes, the P is for public information. And the public information is that I will be in Musical Fair's production of Hairspray.
Yay!
Booked and blessed.
Who will you be playing?
I will be one of the ensemble members.
Yes.
Just chilling, just dancing.
That's an amazing ensemble show, though. Like, oh, I'm so excited to see that.
I am very, very excited. That's been a dream show of mine for a very long time.
That was my first show at Shays. So I love Hairspray.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone go see David in Hairspray after you see them in Mamma Mia.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bob is your uncle.
David, this has been so much fun. Is there anything else you want to throw out there to the public that we left unsaid that you'd like to shout out or anything?
I just if you're listening, I love you. And if you're wondering how to get into theater, just do it. Just hit me up. Hit me up in the DMs. I want to see more faces on stages. I want to see more people doing the thing. And putting themselves out there and just taking the risk, and like you will never regret it. You will absolutely never regret it. It will never hurt you. It will only help you.
Yes. And, David, yeah. Period, Eve.
Hey!
Yes.
All right, well, on that really lovely note, thank you again, David. You're the best.
Thank you so much.
This was great. Some quick campus shout-outs. Mamma Mia is part of the Shays 710 and Second Generation Theater Season. You might have figured that out by now. You have until February 1st to see it. Get your tickets today. Go see our friend David. These performances have been selling out, so... get going, folks. And next up from Second Gen will be Yasmina Reza's God of Carnage at Shays Smith starting on February 25th. Great play. Next up from Musical Fair is Lady Day at Emerson Grill, and that will be opening at Shays Smith on January 30th with performances through February 15th. Sounds like a good Valentine's Day date. I don't know. And finally,
The Western New York Unified College Auditions will take place on Saturday, January 31st, right here at Shays Performing Arts Center. This is a very exciting event, and it's perfect for high school students who are interested in auditioning for or learning more about majoring in the performing arts. And it's hosted by our Arts Education and Engagement team. The day offers a great opportunity to explore what's next. So to learn more or register, visit us at shays.org/WNY-unified-college-auditions. And if you are auditioning, break a leg. All right, folks, until next time, we hope you enjoyed the vibes, got some tea, and check us out on Shays Buffalo social media. Ken, why don't you play us out?
P for play.
Oh, yay! He was sitting on that one.
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.